How do you rise and shine? How do you start each day? You probably use an alarm clock or maybe set your alarm to your favorite radio station. Many alarm clocks have been replaced by our phones. We have so many tones, sounds, and chimes to choose from. I prefer something soft, while you may need the classic alarm to really shake yourself out of bed. My dad would come to my room, beat on my wall, and turn my light on. It was awful, but I was awake. My mom, on the other hand, had a much softer approach. She would sit on my bed, have something to drink for me, and a wet washcloth to wipe my face. I guess between them both, it was a good balance. How we start each day matters. Have you ever started the day with someone saying, "Rise and shine"? I've used that with my girls, but I wasn't sure where I got it from. I do remember a song I sang when I was little, "Rise and shine and give God the glory." I actually learned "rise and shine" is a military phrase that used to wake up soldiers. They had to rise and shine their boots. I talked to my dad because he knows a thing or two about shining boots. He served in the Marine Corps, 3rd Marine Division in Vietnam. I'll take this moment to say thank you, Daddy, for your service and to all the men and women who have served and are serving our country. So, I asked my dad about shining his boots, which he still has. It was something he did at night, and they didn't have a lot of time. He had to do it in a hurry, but they had to be done right because he never knew when they would have inspection, and you could get yourself in a lot of trouble, apparently, if your boots didn't pass inspection. His boots had to be ready to go. It's all about being prepared for each day, whatever the task. I'm not in the 3rd Marine Division like my dad was, but I am a soldier. Each day, God calls me to rise and shine. It doesn't matter how I feel, what's on my to-do list, or what battle I may be facing, I am still called to rise and shine and put my boots on. Maybe not actual boots, but the armor of God we read about in Ephesians 6. It's not something you or I can muster up on our own strength. God goes before us, and today he wants us to wake up, be prepared, and join him on the mission. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Rise and shine. The prophet Isaiah is calling God's people to attention. Rise up. The dark of night has ended and the new day is dawning over us with glorious and radiant light from the Father. This is all about Jesus. It was a prophecy fulfilled of Jesus coming to redeem us, and it foreshadows his coming again. He is the light of the world, and until that day, his light shines through you and me and how we love him through obedience in our life and how we love one another. Darkness may seem to cover the earth, but the Lord rises upon you. Get your boots on, my friends. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. Put your hope in the Lord. As you do, your strength will be renewed, and you will run and not grow weary in the fight. That's the truth. As a believer in Jesus, you are the light of the world. Wake up, rise and shine, and give God all the glory. I'm Lori Klein.